I woke up, I'm on abundance. Hey, my hands too full to hold the grudges. Yeah, and all I'm trying to be is being a monk. Hey, I got a shawty, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This ain't One Direction, dog. I'm going a different way. I got One Direction, dog. It's going up for sure. I got hoes with some pop money offshore.
Good morning, and welcome to the Win the Morning podcast. Today's topic is this: you can run farther than you think you can run. So every night, I've been training for a triathlon for like a year or something. And typically, you know, the night before I'm like, okay, what should I do tomorrow? Should I do like a bike run? Should I do a bike? Should I run? Should I swim? Okay, cool. How long? Should I, you know, whatever. And so typically when it comes to like the three sports of bike, run, swim, the most difficult is running. And so anyway, the night before, I'll be like, okay, tomorrow, okay, I got an hour, so I'm going to go for like a 6-7 mile run. Perfect. And then I plan it out and I go and do it. What's interesting is even after training a year, it's like if I say, hey, I'm going to do a 6-mile run, the 6-mile run's challenging. It's very challenging. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do the 6 miles. The last half a mile, I'm like dead. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking tired. I'm like exhausted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to be done. I can't wait to be, complete this thing. And, you know, I'll do the same thing with a 13 mile run. I'll go run 13 miles and like on the 13th mile, I'm like, oh my gosh, dreading it. So difficult, so challenging. Well, yesterday I woke up and I had this, crazy hair in my ass. And I said, hey, I'm going to run a marathon today. So I'm gonna run 26.2 miles. So boom, I go and I start doing it. I'm running, I'm at like a mile 21. And I just had this thought. I'm like, I feel good. I feel good at mile 21. I feel, I feel like my knees feel good. I feel strong. I feel like I'm gonna finish this thing. I feel good. And my thought was, is that when I run shorter distances, I don't do it at a faster pace. It's just mentally, I'm not prepared to run that long. And so it becomes challenging when I'm almost done. And when I'm, when I did my marathon at mile 26, I was like, dude, I'm freaking done. I'm toasted. I'm like exhausted. And it's the workout for 26.2 miles is literally 4x or more longer distance than a 6 mile run. But the last mile is just as challenging. And it made me start to think about, like, in life, we just have these standards and these expectations that we set for ourselves. Like, we expect ourselves, I'm gonna run 6 miles, and that's gonna be challenging. But if we just set a goal to be bigger and say, I'm gonna run 26.2, and I'm gonna prepare my mind to say, I'm going to run 26.2. And our mind is prepared for that, so then we go and do it. A lot of times in life, we're like, it's like this self-limiting beliefs. It's like we believe we can do X, Y, and Z. And when we go to do X, Y, and Z, it's challenging because that's what we believe we're capable of. But we sell ourselves short. And so the lesson that I'm learning is like, just set bigger expectations, set larger expectations for myself, and like it'll be just as challenging as the smaller expectations. It's not going to be any more challenging, but the way that we expect it to be is how it will be. If we expect to run 6 miles, the 6 miles will be difficult. If we expect to run a marathon, it'll be challenging. No matter what, it's going to be challenging, but the expectations that we set are very, very important. So that's the lesson that I learned yesterday. I hope you guys got some value out of this. Share this with a friend if you did. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love. Goodbye.